This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. The publishing business is not really known as a hotbed of technological innovation, but this past week in New York, the Tools of Change Digital Publishing Conference attracted entrepreneurs and innovators who aren't afraid of the future. They are inspired by it. As NPR's Lynn Neary reports, this was not your usual publishing industry crowd.
It was the kind of crowd where some were more inclined to say, steal my book, than to argue over what an e-book should cost. These are people who see digital publishing not as a threat, but as an opportunity. Joe Weichert of O'Reilly Media, which hosted the conference, says digital publishing is in its infancy, but the potential is endless.
If you come up with something new and exciting, you can change the rules and the playing field overnight.
Smashwords is an ebook publishing and distribution platform. We make it really easy for any writer anywhere in the world to instantly publish an ebook.
Mark Coker is founder of Smashwords, a self-publishing company which he introduced for the first time at this same conference 4 years ago. In its first year, Smashwords published 400 books. Now it has published more than 100,000. The company's biggest competitor is the behemoth Amazon, but that doesn't scare Coker. He distributes Smashwords books to any other ebook retailer that wants them. A writer himself, Coker believes the power base in publishing is shifting.
The power to create great books and the power to distribute great books is transferring to the author. Just a few years ago, publishers controlled the printing press, and they controlled the access to retail distribution. So if you couldn't get your book printed and you couldn't get it distributed, you'd never reach readers. But today, the printing press has become completely democratized. It's on the internet. It's in the cloud. Anyone can use it. And the distribution is democratized.
Smashwords doesn't edit or curate its books. Coker says the readers should decide which books will rise to the top and which will fail. And in the brave new world of digital publishing, says Coker, a book is a constant work of progress.
In the old days, in the print book days, books were relatively static objects. The publisher would wrap up the book, ship it out, and that book rarely changed. But with e-books, there are these dynamic creatures. Authors have the ability to change anything about the book at any time.
And why wait until a book is finished to find out what readers are thinking? Dominique Rocca, CEO and publisher of Sourcebooks, is experimenting with the agile publishing model, which allows authors and readers to interact as the book is still being written.
You're really publishing into a community already. So what you're going to be doing is developing the book in front of that community, having the community interact with the author to develop the book, provide feedback on how, you know, what's good, what's not so good, or directions, and ask questions. And then you're publishing then at the end of that developmental process.
A lot of the digital publishing experiments that are getting underway today may not be here a few years from now. But Raga says the experimentation is key to learning what will and won't work in the future. Peter Myers, author of Breaking the Page, Transforming Books and the Reading Experience, says when the dust settles, the book as we know it may be different. Digital enhancements may even make the book smarter. But the experience of reading will be fundamentally the same.
Once we get through the next couple years of mania, and that's really where I think we're at, I think we're in an intense period of speculation that's very similar to the dot-com boom of the mid and late 90s. Once we get through here, people will take a deep breath and will say, okay, the book is not dying. Is the print book diminishing in its presence? Of course, but the function of the book itself as a break and a refuge and a chance to spend immersive time with an author telling a story, I think is incredibly valuable.
Whatever the future may hold, Dominique Rocca says, the present is a great time to be in the business of publishing.
And I really feel tremendously blessed that we all get to have this conversation about what the book can be in the future. What does it mean? How does it work? How do we expand the boundaries of the book? This is a conversation worth living for.
Rocca says when she first got involved in digital publishing, she thought she would be developing products for her children's generation. She was wrong about that. The future, as it turns out, is now. Lynn Neary, NPR News.